received just over a tenth of an inch since midnight, again making it all total around 96 one-hundredths of an inch of rain here at the WRCO studios. A couple of inches reported north of town, so it kind of varies in the amounts this morning. We've been as warm as 61, as cool as 58. Right now it is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, where the news from ABC is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers. And also sponsored by Richland Mobile Mart, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News. The first report from the Maui Wildfire Department is now out after that deadly series of fires last August.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An illegal fight over a movie trailer is finally over. Two men sued after renting the movie yesterday because they saw actress Ana de Armas in the trailer. They claimed false advertising since she was removed from the final cut of that movie. Now, a judge initially agreed with them, but the two men ended up owing the studio over $100,000 in legal fees. They've now settled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen-fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500. An update on sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Dylan Cease pitched six strong innings, and the Padres beat the Brewers 6-3. The Brewers with their first series loss of the season. They'll wrap up the series this afternoon. San Diego looks for a three-game sweep in Milwaukee. In other games last night, Philadelphia 5-0 over Colorado. Miami beat San Francisco 6-3. The Mets 3-1 over Pittsburgh. Dodgers 6, Washington 2. Arizona 12-11 over the Cubs. In the American League, Kansas City at the White Sox postponed. Detroit 4, Texas 2. Baltimore 11-3 over Minnesota. Toronto 5, the Yankees 4. Tampa Bay 7-6 over the Angels. And Cleveland beat Boston 10-7. Interleague action, Atlanta 6, Houston 2, St. Louis 3-2 over Oakland, Seattle 3-1 over Cincinnati. There were a couple of NBA play-in games last night, and the Lakers got the win against New Orleans, 110-106, and Sacramento over Golden State, 118-94. The NHL action last night, Columbus 6-3 over Carolina, Ottawa 3, Boston 1, Washington 2-1 over Philadelphia. After a shootout, Detroit 5-4 over Montreal, Florida 5, Toronto 2, Winnipeg 4-3 over Seattle. Vegas getting the win against Chicago 3-1, and Vancouver 4-1 over Calgary.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles at 647-5851 today.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get with the Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
A high of 64 today with scattered showers, mostly cloudy tonight, a low of 42 with a small chance of some light rain toward morning. Also for Thursday, cloudy with light rain likely, a high of 55. Thursday night, decreasing clouds and chilly, a low of 34. Friday, partly cloudy, blustery and cool with a high of 52. Saturday, partly cloudy, cool and breezy and a high of 51. In Richland Center, following the stormy night last night, all total about 96 one-hundredths in the rain gauge since yesterday's storm. Quite a lot of that happening in the early evening hours last night. There was another round of thunderstorms this morning that passed through and might have rolled you out of bed as well. We're at 59 degrees today, Wednesday, April 17th. Here's Michael Ray on WRCO.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together. And in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less. Burning up the night like a cigarette. And get you out of this bar, out of that dress. And kiss a little more, and kiss a little more. Think a little less. When your friends start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then. just a moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, burn another night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. You think a little less. You think a little less. Another step, there's something you should know about the years ahead and how they'll be. You'll be living in a world where roses hardly ever grow, 'cause all I have to offer is me.
There'll be no mansions waiting on the hill with crystal chandeliers, and there'll be no fancy clothes for you to wear.
Everything I have is standing here in front of you.
Pride on WRCO Radio. Some rain again in southwest Wisconsin this morning. After a dark and stormy night, I picked up my recycling bin a couple of times. Yesterday, it blew over, so I kind of got it repositioned, and then the wind must have switched directions, because this morning right away, there it was again. So I was out in the driveway picking up empty cat food containers this morning right away. That's a joyous thing. But anyway, we got it taken care of. Hopefully not too much damage at your place. Our place, just a few little glitches here and there, and a number of landlines that come into the building. It appears that only two are working. So, I mean, we still have phone service, but there's a few lines that aren't working. So if you get a busy signal, that's probably a sign that We're using a couple of phone lines this morning. Won't be the normal way if you need to get a hold of us, but you can still do that. Just be patient. Also, certainly pets get scared in storms. We have a male pit bull, butterscotch and white in color, that has been found in the Lone Rock area right on Highway 14. It has a collar and tags with Richland and Montfort tags on them, in fact. The number to call if that might be your dog or if you know whose it is, 608-604-7673. That's 604-7673. Here's a rainy day song at 6:15 on a Wednesday morning, Gordon Lightfoot.
Rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Rainy day people don't talk, they just listen till they've heard it all. Rainy day lovers don't lie when they tell you they've been down like you. Rainy day people don't mind if you cry on a tear or two. If you get low, all you really need is that rainy day love. Rainy day people all know there's no sorrow they can rise above. Rainy day lovers don't love any others that would not be kind. Rainy gutters sometimes need one too. Take it or leave it, or try to believe it if you've been down too long. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on. Rainy day lovers don't hide love inside, they just pass it on.
6:18, good morning from WRCO FM 100.9.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca starts at 11:30 and will include their usual run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
Pappas Trading Post in Arena is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission bow retailer. Pappas Trading Post offers you a team of experienced professionals ready to help you get the perfect new bow, crossbow, arrows, or accessories for this season. Pappas team can also tune up your current bow for peak performance when it matters most. And they have a 40-yard indoor range to sharpen your aim. Visit Pappas Trading Post, 2 miles west of Arena on the corner of Highway 14 and H.
Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday 9 to 5.
A friend has experienced the death of someone loved. You want to help, but you are not sure how to go about it. This is Nick Hodge with the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Helping begins with your ability to be an active listener. Don't worry so much about what you will say. Just listen to the words that are being shared with you. By walking with your friend in grief, you are giving one of life's most precious gifts, yourself.
Attention educators! The Riverdale School District is looking for a dedicated individual to fill the position of junior and senior high school principal starting July 1st, 2024. Located in Muscadet, the district offers a dynamic learning environment in a rural setting. As principal, you'll play a crucial role in shaping the educational experience for students in grades 7 through 12. Responsibilities include overseeing educational programs, student learning outcomes, behavioral expectations, teacher supervision, and more. They're seeking a candidate with exceptional communication skills, a collaborative mindset, and a commitment to student success. Experience in instructional leadership, budget management, and staff development is highly valued. If you're passionate about education and ready to make a positive impact, they want to hear from you. Please submit your application materials, including a letter of interest, resume, transcripts, license copy, and letters of recommendation to John Schmidt at the Riverdale District. Applications will be accepted until Friday, April 26th, 2024. Join them in shaping the future of our students and community at Riverdale.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Need to get me some new shoes. That's right. In fact, these are about as old as my kids, I think. Anyway, yeah, we're excited. Going to have the arrival of another grandbaby in the next, you never know, hours, days, whatever. Whatever the little fellow decides. But nonetheless, looking forward to that. And that's going to be a cool thing. And poor old grandpa has another grandkid to spoil. Grandkids are fun. You know, you sugar them up and send them home. I like that. This is Ashley McBride on FM 100.9.
A little outside of Elizabeth Town, there's a little bar where I'd sit down and trade a couple country songs for Kentucky bourbon. Night, learning how to love and learning how to fight and learning how to like my friend or hurt. Hell, there's hell everywhere I go. I'm just sticking with the devil I know. Soul through the smoke. And we're suitcase marks on a hardwood floor, flipping the bird, slamming the door, and peeling out and turning round and coming home. I rode and better choices than I chose. I'm just sticking with the devil.
the devil I know. My friend named Jack, he's got my back. He always seems to know right where I'm at. My friend Jose, he likes to play. He's always up for anything I say. A little bit of red, a lot of bit of crown. Don't matter what it is, I'm gonna drink it down, down, down. The wine.
Town on WRCO. Good morning. So we get you set for the day in Southwest Wisconsin. A look at news and sports and weather straight ahead here on this middle of the week Wednesday get together. The Brewers suffered a loss last night. We'll have details about that in a bit. They will play today against the San Diego Padres. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions does it all, including well pump repair service, pressure tank replacement, new well and pressure system installations, water tests, well chlorination, typically same-day service. They are respected throughout this part of the state, and they have a lot of pull. Chris Jarr on his International Tractor and Larry Ferguson on his Oliver. Who has the most pull? Stop at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center and find out more. Or call them at 608-649-4488.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Are you suffering from neck or back pain?
headaches, or had an injury? Maybe it's time to take control of your health and quality of life. Our experienced staff, Dr. Michael Murphy and Dr. Tracy Peterson, specialize in natural, drug-free solutions to help relieve pain and restore mobility. We also offer federal medical exams for CDL drivers. Call us at the Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211, where pain ends and healing begins.
News Time This Time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Daytime highs today around 64 with scattered showers. Still with some small rain chances tonight and rain, likely a light rain tomorrow as well. In Richland Center, all total around 96 one-hundredths of an inch. Rain that fell pretty hard and steady last night, and then another tenth or so this morning early on. Reports of a little wind damage in some areas, south-central Wisconsin, and certainly some lightning. That was an issue in a lot of areas as well. Currently in Richland Center, it is 59 degrees.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I'm Phil Nee. Here is what you need to know. At the Capitol, another impasse on funding for PFAS contamination. Democratic Governor Tony Evers wants Republicans who control the legislature to release $125 million in funding to remediate the harms from forever chemicals. Earlier this month, he called the Joint Finance Committee into special session on that. Tuesday saw just the panel's four Democrats show up. Evers said the Republican majority, quote, whiffed on this one and expressed disappointment. Evers vetoed a Republican PFAS bill, which he said took polluters off the hook. Republicans don't want the Wisconsin DNR in charge of allocating cleanup money. Evers indicates his next step may be a lawsuit. The Wisconsin Supreme Court may take up an abortion rights case. The court on Tuesday ordered parties named in a petition from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to file responses within the next 10 days. That's an indication that the court, with its 4-3 liberal majority, may consider the abortion provider's position to possibly recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, which would include abortion. Planned Parenthood is also asking the court to recognize a constitutional right for doctors to provide abortions. The organization filed the petition directly with the Supreme Court in February. It names the district attorneys in Sheboygan, Dane, and Milwaukee counties where Planned Parenthood clinics provide abortion services. In Manitowoc County, Jesse Vang pleaded not guilty Tuesday to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. Vang will be back in court on June 28th. He was the last person to see 3-year-old Elijah alive before he went missing on February 20th. Vang said he took a nap after taking his son to a bus stop and then woke to find Elijah gone. His partner, Katrina Bauer, who's also Elijah's mother, is also due back in court later this month. She's also been charged with child neglect, as well as two counts of obstruction or resisting a police officer. Anyone with information to help find Elijah can still call the state tips line at 844-267-6648 or use the Crime Stoppers P3 Tips app. Just 3 months into 2024, Milwaukee officials say overall crime in the city has decreased. Mayor Cavalier Johnson, who was sworn in for his first full term on Tuesday, said he remains optimistic that that will continue as long as community groups and individual citizens continue to partner with the Office of Violence Prevention and the Milwaukee Police Department. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Wednesday in Democratic Governor Tony Evers' lawsuit against the Republican-controlled legislature, arguing that it is unconstitutionally blocking funding for a state conservation program. The case marks the latest power struggle between Evers, who has issued more vetoes than any Wisconsin governor, and the Republican-controlled legislature. A ruling in favor of Evers would upend long-held practices in the legislature and give the Democrats a victory that could have an impact far beyond the case at hand. The court's liberal majority agreed to hear the case over objections from conservative judges. The court will issue a ruling in several weeks or months. A lawsuit in Wisconsin argues that voters with disabilities should be able to cast their ballots electronically, and that failing to provide that option for the upcoming August 13th primary and November presidential election is discriminatory and unconstitutional. The lawsuit filed Tuesday seeks to require that electronic absentee voting can be an option for people with disabilities in Wisconsin, just as it is for military and overseas voters. Absentee ballots, including who can return them and where, have been a political flashpoint in swing state Wisconsin, where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than a percentage point. The Richland County Board of Supervisors held its reorganizational meeting last night. The first item members had to take care of was to vote on a chair and vice chair. David Turk was elected chair, and Steve Williamson was elected vice chair. The board then elected a committee on committees to meet tonight to select who will serve on what committees. Those elected members were Marty Brewer, Ingrid Glassbrenner, Kerry Severson, Bob Frank, and Ken Renish. Each board member has filed a form designating what committees they were interested in serving on. The Committee on Committees will go through the forms tonight to assign supervisors to the various committees. The County Board approved a number of items for the Richland County Ambulance Committee. They included allowing for proposals to be sought for replacement of the existing roof of the emergency services facility. The money for the project will come from the ambulance funds and will not come from any tax revenue. It was noted that at the time of purchase from REC, they were made aware of the roof being 20 years old and that it would need to be replaced. As a result, REC made a $20,000 donation to be used toward the roof project. For the Joint Ambulance Committee to make preventative maintenance repairs to a used ambulance recently purchased, not to exceed $15,000, to be paid from the ambulance outlay account fund, and for the ambulance service to pay Joe Daniels Construction of Madison $12,815 for change orders associated with the emergency services building project. Supervisors also took action on requests for Health and Human Services. One was an amendment to a contract with Moe's Transitional Living Center. The original contract was for $49,500. The board approved the amendment to $79,500 due to a placement lasting longer than anticipated, and to enter into a contract with Whispering Pines Custom Builders of Richland Center for $50,000 to provide home modification services for families enrolled in Children's Long-Term Support in the Behavioral Health Services Unit. A bridge connecting Crawford County, Wisconsin, to a northeastern Iowa area is on track to be open by the end of the month. The 93-year-old Lansing Bridge, also known as the Blackhawk Bridge in Wisconsin, has been closed since February 25th after work on its replacement bridge shifted two piers. In an update, the Iowa Department of Transportation said all that's left is to bolt together the bridge's pieces. Then the bridge must pass inspection before being reopened to traffic. Inspection is expected to happen in the next 2 weeks. A free water taxi service has been in place in the interim to help people cross without needing to take the lengthy detour.
With warm temperatures, birds singing, and muddy paws around the corner, we have you covered at Chet's. Hello, friends. Ellie here. Where can you buy a 50-pound bag of black oil sunflower seeds for $21.99? How about a hint? It's also the place where that bag will be loaded into your car before you can even finish your shopping. Or where you can purchase a 50-pound bag of Chet's premium bird seed, or any 50-pound bag of seed, and have it split into two bags, so that when you get home, you can carry them comfortably. Our team at Chet's Feed and Seed and Such are here to serve you. Our friends are our top priority, and we strive to make every purchase the best, with less stress for the customer. We appreciate each and every one of our friends, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop down today at 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, and see our new store with an open storefront.
Scattered showers possible today, a high of 64. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 42. Right now in Richland Center, after the daytime high of 67 yesterday and some storms that rolled through, all total about 96/100th, just shy of an inch here at the WRCO studios. As we look out today, cloudy skies, we're at 58 degrees. A southeast wind has picked up to around 5 miles per hour. We have received about 11/100ths since midnight and occasionally light rain still happening this morning. Once again, we're at 58. That is the overnight low.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Sports Time, sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing, and by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. As far as sports is concerned, another day, another loss for the Brewers as they've lost their first series of the year, and the Bucks began practicing yesterday for the playoffs.
As we go through our lives, our ability to do everyday tasks often changes. Aging, injuries, and some diseases can make daily tasks that were once easy, difficult. Occupational therapists work with people who may struggle to complete the tasks needed for daily living. After assessing your individual ability and needs, an occupational therapist will work with you to learn new ways to perform these tasks and help you live with more independence. Find out more at the Richland Hospital and Clinics.
A vast amount of high school activities were canceled yesterday because of the wet weather and the stormy weather, which hit about the time they normally would have been starting. Many events postponed until a drier day, and even tomorrow's forecast isn't all that conducive for upcoming high school spring sporting events. The Brewers were under a roof last night for the second straight night. They were defeated by a big inning. The Padres scored four times in the first inning on the way to a 6-3 win at American Family Field. William Contreras drove in the Brewer runs. Freddy Peralta tries to keep San Diego from sweeping the series when he starts this afternoon's series finale. Manager Pat Murphy says his team keeps playing.
For our guys to hang in there both nights with adversity, you guys have watched it right in front of you, the adversity we faced, you know, with the stuff not bouncing our way and the adversity we faced with injuries and things like that. It's just a credit to this ball club. I love who they are. They don't quit.
Elsewhere, Arizona was a winner over the Cubs 12-11, Dodgers 6, Washington 2, the Mets 3-1 over Pittsburgh, Miami beat San Francisco 6-3, Philadelphia 5-0 over Colorado. In the American League, Detroit 4, Texas 2, Baltimore 11-3 over Minnesota, Toronto 5, the Yankees 4, Tampa Bay 7-6 over the Angels, Cleveland 10, Boston 7, Atlanta 6-2 winner against Houston, St. Louis 3-2 over Oakland, and Seattle 3-1 winners against Cincinnati. Giannis Antetokounmpo isn't the only Bucks player not practicing this week as the playoffs draw nearer. Reports indicate point guard Damian Lillard is also resting what is described as a minor injury. Lillard is expected to be ready to go when Milwaukee hosts the Pacers Sunday. Bucks sixth man Bobby Portis thinks the situation is being blown out of proportion. NBA analyst Stephen A. Smith is advising Milwaukee to trade Lillard if the team is knocked out of the playoffs quickly. He says the sharpshooter isn't happy in Cream City. When he was first offered in trades, Lillard said he wanted to go to Miami. 2024 NFL Draft starts a week from Thursday in Detroit. The Packers have 11 picks this year, starting with number 25 in the first round. The draft will be held at Campus Park and Hart Plaza and will run for 3 days. The Bears have the first overall pick of this year's draft, and they are expected to choose USC quarterback Caleb Williams. The 2025 NFL Draft will be held in Green Bay at Titletown. Last year, the draft brought 312,000 fans to Kansas City. With sports, I'm Phil Nee.
All Cub Cadet mowers are on sale now at the Homesteader Store. Hi, this is Rick. The sale includes industry-leading Cub Cadet Ultima zero-turn mowers with both lap bar and steering wheel units. The sale includes the quality Enduro Series lawn and garden tractors. They are all on sale, so come and save $150 to $500. See the full line of Cub Cadet products at your mower headquarters, the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
Shadows holding each other tight. she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta lie to her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. The ride is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances the cowboy songs. She makes love like an amaryllis rain. Just something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords, then the truth might give me every chance. It's steel guitar, steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing. And right is where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. I gotta find her.
George Burrage and Cowboy Songs. We heard from Winona earlier. Artifacts from Naomi Judd's personal collection will be featured in virtual exhibits beginning next month. The Naomi Judd Estate will launch the first of five virtual archive collections on May 1st. The items include behind-the-scenes photos, awards, Judd's personal stage map with handwritten notes, and a shooting script for the Grandpa video. Portions of the proceeds from the exhibits will be donated to the Naomi Judd Mental Health Clinic, a new health wing at Mercy Community Healthcare in Franklin, Tennessee. It is 7 minutes before 7 o'clock, 58 degrees at WRCO. It should be a little bit calmer and quieter in terms of weather announcements or bulletins today, but we still could be in line for a few scattered showers. A high later of 64, it's 58 degrees.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
You got that right. The Muscadet Morel Mushroom Festival, Friday, May 17th, and Saturday, May 18th, will be great fun. The festival committee will be wrapping up the two-day event with fireworks along the beautiful Wisconsin River. Thank you, Walsh's Ace Hardware, Meister Cheese and Muscadet Protein, and Electric Designs for being proud sponsors of the festival.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers